Hi, Eric, and thank you for doing our Lash Fire Partner interview podcast. One of the first questions that I have for you is, what are the areas of competence of Bureau Veritas?
Hi, Andrea. So yes, Bureau Veritas is one of the world leading chip classification society, providing classification, certification, and statutory services to the marine and offshore industry. For almost two centuries, Bureau Veritas has a very strong expertise and a long experience in maritime regulations. Moreover, to serve the development of our own rules and guidance notes, Bureau Veritas is at the forefront of new technologies and regulations. Bureau Veritas has developed its competency and solutions to assist the marine and offshore industry in managing the risk at sea.
Okay, thank you. And in what way does Bureau Veritas contribute to the Lash Fire project?
Bureau Veritas with RISE and Stena were deeply engaged in the two EMSA projects, FireSafe and FireSafe2. Outcomes of these projects are currently discussed at IMO. An item related to the amendment to SOLAS for raw passenger ships has been opened and is currently discussed at IMO. So LashFire is a kind of logic continuation of the FireSafe studies. And LashFire is a great opportunity to build upon the knowledge from the two FireSafe studies and has even the ambitious objectives to extend the impact from FireSafe with a wider scope of work and also to adding new technology and to provide more demonstration and validation than the former studies. Bureau Veritas within LashFire is leading the work package number four, which aims at evaluate in line with the IMO's formal safety assessment procedure at least 15 regulatory proposals. To do that, within this work package, it will be includes the development of risk models, also to perform cost effectiveness assessment of the solutions developed within this project, and finally to prepare some proposal for rulemaking. And in addition to this work package, Bureau Veritas also participates in the work package relative to communication and cooperation.
Okay, and how do the goals of LashFire fit with Bureau Veritas objectives?
Actually, to manage risk, obviously you need to master their understanding. And along the years, Bureau Veritas has developed its competency and solution to managing risk at sea. So therefore, contributing to a project like LashFire, whose aim is to enhance fire safety on board all ships, fits perfectly with objectives. In addition to that, many innovative safety solutions will be developed within the project. And it is very interesting to Bureau Veritas because we would like to be at forefront of new technology, and it will also allow us to increase our knowledge on this novel technology and increase our commitment for technical assets.
Okay. And what is your specific role in Bureau Veritas and in LashFire?
So within Bureau Veritas, my specific role is to work as a senior fire and gas safety engineer within the technical department. So my daily work is to be involved into advanced safety studies and also to provide some technical assistance to the classification activities. This is half of my job, of my work. And the other half of my work is to be also involved into R&D projects on various fire safety topics, such as lightweight materials or alternative fuel, and obviously fire safety on specific ship as it is for LashFire. And within LashFire, my specific role is to lead the formal safety assessment work package, so the work package four. And in addition to that, I also contribute to the technical work which is carried out into this work package, mainly related to the development of the risk model and to perform the cost effectiveness assessment. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And what was your experience with maritime fire safety projects before LashFire? And what are your expectations if this is the first maritime fire safety project you are participating in?
Actually, I joined Bureau Veritas in 2018. 18, But before that, I work as a risk engineer for several years in oil and gas industry. So therefore, excluding offshore, the maritime industry is a quite new area for me. But based on my background as a risk engineer, my expectation from Flash Fire is to provide some results that can be useful and that can draw very useful risk picture about fires on board raw spaces, inside raw spaces. And those risk picture, I think that can be useful for the whole maritime community. And secondly, also because Flash Fire is also a research project, one of my expectations is to be able to explore and maybe demonstrate feasibility of new risk modeling techniques that can be also reused in future maritime fire safety projects.
Mm-hmm. And what is, in your opinion, the most interesting part of the work done in Flash Fire, and why is it so?
For me, so for first, safety at sea, it's a worldwide challenge, which should be managed at a worldwide scale and may only progress with a wide technical consensus of all the stakeholders. So therefore, in my opinion, the most interesting part of the work done in Flash Fire is related to the technical cooperation and dissemination framework. To face the previous challenge I explained, is Flash Fire is following a specific approach. For example, first, the partners of Flash Fire are different stakeholders of the maritime world representing different countries. So there is of everything that you can find in the maritime community within the Flash Fire consortium. And also, secondly, Flash Fire try to find, in order to make accepted the result from Flash Fire, Flash Fire has a very high commitment of dissemination and transparency of the results in order for the result to be accepted by the maritime community. And also, what we try to find and what we must find at the end of Flash Fire is to find a fair consensus on the results, for example, by using well-known methodologies such as formal safety assessment. Well-known and well-recognized methodology.
And now looking a bit to the future, how do you think the maritime accident response can change until 2050?
So I think that Flash Fire will have a strong impact on the fire safety at sea, and not only for the rural ships, but even beyond for other type of ships. For example, the solution developed in Flash Fire to prevent and mitigate cargo hazards may feed the recent item about fire safety of container ships open at IMO. This item is currently under discussion at IMO. Secondly, for example, another topic related to the fire safety of alternatively powered vehicles. In Flash Fire, we are working on those aspects, and the maritime industry will benefit from the lesson learned from other industry, but some unique aspects of ship environment still need to be addressed. And lastly, Flash Fire will assess the environmental impact of some fire extinguishing technologies. And I am convinced that environmental protection consideration as regard to fire safety will be more and more considered and assessed in the future.
Thank you. And would you like to add anything specific to Bureau Veritas? Thank you.
Yeah, so my last word would be that is proud to actively contribute to the Flash Fire project, and contributing to Flash Fire project is also contributing to safety at sea. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you for this interview. Bye-bye.